The Pentagon announced yesterday that about 100,000 new troops are preparing to replace American forces in Iraq. In Afghanistan, soldiers will serve extended tours of duty while they await replacements who will stay for a year. Commentator Ruth Stonecipher is the mother of a soldier who was called to Afghanistan when the conflict started 2 years ago.
My son, Christopher Stonecipher, was one of the first combat-related fatalities of Operation Enduring Freedom. He was an Army Ranger. These special forces are the point of the spear. They secure vital areas before the rest of the troops arrive. Chris died in a helicopter crash during a rescue mission near Kandahar, Afghanistan. My son was a quiet and shy person who recoiled from undue attention. When his name was officially released, my family decided not to speak to the press about our private grief. We were astounded as cameramen filmed our front door, mailbox, lawn, and garage door. The only time I did not have control over the cameras was in the very public setting of the Philadelphia airport. A Ranger honor guard returned my son's flag-draped casket to us. I had prepared for the perfect picture of a family steeped in military tradition. Chris's father would be there as a retired Navy captain, my oldest son as an Army warrant officer, and my brother, who flew A-7s in Vietnam, would don his old uniform from the closet. And, of course, the Rangers from Savannah all would be there to salute my son as he was carried off the plane. If the world had to witness anything publicly about my family, it would be how proud we were of Chris and his service as an Army Ranger. After a wearisome wait, we walked to the dark open cargo door of the enormous plane. We turned to face one lone video camera that the 75th Ranger Regiment was using to record the ceremony for Chris's battalion still in Afghanistan. To my surprise, there were no national or local media cameras, even though the Public Affairs Office had notified them. When Chris's casket was secured in the hearse and I could focus my eyes elsewhere, I noticed a very busy construction site next to us. I was startled to realize that all activity in that area had stopped. Every construction worker, every security guard, every person within sight of this small, simple ceremony had come to a complete and utter standstill, paying respect to this fallen soldier. Many were saluting. They did not know his name, but they knew this was a soldier who had died in defense of his country and was coming home to his family. I was grateful that I could see through my tears to witness this poignant tribute. My son was not a victim of 9/11. He volunteered 3 times to go halfway around the world, first to join the Army, then to become a Ranger, and finally to go on this rescue mission on October 19, 2001. All the time I thought he was safely sleeping in Georgia. His platoon leader told me that he chose the best men to go to Afghanistan that night. Chris must have been proud to be one of the few to climb aboard that Black Hawk. 4 months later, I finally got to meet the other Rangers Chris called friends. They told me that they admired the fact that we did not go on TV and display our private grief. The Rangers are a breed apart and respect their own privacy. After meeting and becoming friends with these brave men, I realized that I would rather have the respect of just one Ranger than the sympathy of an entire nation.
The comments of Ruth Stonecipher, who lives in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania, and is writing a book about her son.